For our next story, we go back in Korean history, but start out at the dinner table. Mary Kim is eating dinner with her father, Jin Kil, when he reveals a dark family secret.
When I was 12, as he was chewing into some roasted mackerel, suddenly his eyes began to well with tears. He said, "My sister, this was her favorite kind of fish." He took a bite of mackerel and he said, "Pook." She disappeared when I was 14. I was stunned. Here was a ghost in our family. After he told me about her at dinner, he would include her during his very solemn and long Thanksgiving prayers, the sister that he so loved. It wasn't until much later that I realized that the reason why he'd never told us about her before was that she was North Korean. Many decades ago, when Korea was still unified as one country, my grandfather couldn't afford to send both his eldest children to school, and so chose his eldest born son. That meant that Bo-ok was sent to teacher education program in a remote country village. And she was not satisfied with that at all because she was number one in her class. Instead, she chose to go north where education opportunities were freer at the time for women. And then the Korean War happened. My father never saw her again. Then in 2005, the Red Cross offered my father, Jin Kil, the chance to see his sister, Bo-ok, for the first time in more than 55 years. Not in person, but via webcam. They would set up a video chat, like Skype, with North Korea on one side and South on the other. My father took his family members to a cramped hotel room in Seoul in South Korea. In the room was a video camera and a large screen. The family sat down and waited, making nervous conversation. He pulled out his letter. He spent months writing, organizing, and preparing his 6-page letter that recounted everything he ever wanted to say. I had no idea how she might appear. I expected to see a living skeleton because of North Korea's tendency to starve its own people. The screen flickers and the connection establishes. In Bo-ok's face and that of our northern relatives, we see them.
Nuna, 나 진길입니다.
어, 진길이가?
예, 나 진길이고 연옥이고.
Sister, this is Jin Kil.
Jin Kil, is that really you?
Yes.
Good to see you. It's been so long.
Surprisingly, her cheeks were full. I noticed that she seemed to have a little bit of makeup on and had a lovely traditional garment on with silver beading, which must have been expensive, unusual.
In preparation to see you, I wrote your letter. I'll read it first.
Nuna.
And then he launches into one of his oldest memories of her.
I don't know if you remember, but one winter night, we had a fight. So Dad punished you by making you stand outside in the freezing cold. I felt sorry for you, So I tried to go outside, but mom and dad wouldn't let me. So I told them I had to pee. I remember how we were freezing together in the cold. I felt sorry about that. After you went to North Korea, I didn't realize that when we lived together, I never told you that I love you. That broke my heart.
내가 한 번도 누나를 좋아한다는 얘기도 못했고 그래서 늘 마음이 아팠습니다.
He could barely speak. My father is not an emotional man. Until I was 18, he never told me that he loved me. On the southern side, of course, our shoulders were shaking. On the northern side, she was amused. It was a kind of slightly mocking, as if, look at what's become of you. That soft southern living. A traditional Korean man would never have said that. My dad noticed that, but kept on reading.
But even now, when I see high school students with ponytails in her hair, I am reminded of you. I find myself looking at those kids as if they were you. My memories are frozen at the time we last say goodbye.
When he spoke about searching for that ponytailed girl, I understood my father in a way I hadn't before. What it must have been like for him to have four daughters, and why he so insisted that we all get the best education we could. He wanted to give me what his own family never gave her.
어머니 아버지가 자꾸 돌아오시겠다고 그렇게 그래가지고.
About 20 years after you left, I went to the U.S. I took your mom and dad with me and take care of them. But they keep on wanting me go back to Korea. Deep down inside, they must have thought you would escape North Korea and return home one day. Mom cried every night.
He reveals to her that he has four daughters, an only daughter. She jokes, rich in daughters, and everyone laughs. And then she reveals that she herself has three daughters and two sons.
But you need sons, not daughters. You need sons to protect the country and reunite Korea.
Soon, my father's grand filibuster ended. Finally, his sister Bo-ok was given a chance to speak.
왜 내가 영혼이 입대 했겠나? 우리가 얼마나 못 살았나? 홍제동구 삼중턱에 살 때.
Well, younger brother, let me tell you about my life. I remember we are so dirt poor.
She spends the next only 15 minutes to my father's hour and 15 minutes to recount what has occurred in the past 55 years for her.
Then the Korean War broke out. The American bastards came to Korea and killed our soldiers in the streets. So I became a volunteer soldier and took care of injured.
She started speaking about how the American bombs fell and took her leg.
I was so upset about that. Remember, I used to be the fastest runner in school. But then our great leader said, "Don't cry. The American bastards are the problem, not your leg."
Then she married a man, and then more bombs fell from the American side, and then he lost both his legs.
정말... But I made a family to him and gave birth to 5 children.
정말...
You wouldn't be able to imagine what it's like for cripples to raise a family. One time I woke up to find my first son with a severe virus, almost about to die. But my husband and I couldn't run him to the hospital. So our neighbor carried our son on his back like a horse and ran him to the hospital during the middle of the night. When our great leaders heard of our sick son, they ran over to the hospital and told the doctors, "You need to help him survive. You need to help him. Once our nation is unified, he needs to take his parents back to their hometown." I was so moved. Such a good life in this socialist community wouldn't exist in a capitalist nation.
이런 현상은 아마 자본주의 살지 있을 수 없을 거야. 아마 듣기도
I couldn't tell if she was believing her own words. I looked to her eldest son, and unlike his mother's plump cheeks, his cheeks were cliff-like hollows.
I'm only alive today because our great leader's love and support. I got everything in life I ever wanted.
The amount of swabbing and sweating that her eldest son was doing seemed to contradict her words.
We don't have many years left now. All I want is to see our country unified.
Yes, I believe that they will be here soon.
Yes, I do too. But we need to kick out the American bastards. We need to kick them
out. He held his tongue and he listened to her.
Can finally meet and live happily together.
Yeah.
She pauses for a moment. And my father clears his throat and suggests, let's sing a song together.
Yes, what should we sing?
Do you know, We Are One?
It's one of the many anthems blending both the national anthems of both Koreas.
우리의 손
Both North Korean and South Korean family members sang together in unison. My father, still full of tears, took up the words. Our hope is for one country. We pray even in dreams. The song began to come to its end. They were given a signal that their meeting was about to end. While they were singing, the screen darkened. My aunt's face disappears. It's been 10 years since that reunion. Thanksgivings are smaller now. My father's prayers are quieter now. His prayers are shorter. He prays for our family, but he never mentions her, no. I mention her. I ask him about whether or not she's still alive. He doesn't say. He lets a pause hang between us. He's very resigned that he will never see her again. That she is dead. It's me who hopes that, who still harbors hope that she's alive. Po-ok.
Thanks so much to Mary Kim for sharing your father's story. Mary Kim is a poet, a writer, and a professor at the Savannah College of Art and Design. We'll have a link to some of her work on our website, snapjudgment.org. Special thanks as well, Yong Nam and Mikyong Kim, for being the voice actors for Chin Kyo and Bo Ok. The original score for that piece was by Davey Kim. It was produced as well by Davey Kim.